AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama will speak from the Oval Office tonight about the threat of terrorism. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says the president needs to be direct about the mass shootings Wednesday in San Bernardino, California.
Make no mistake, this was not workplace violence. It was an act of terrorism. And these occurrences are happening too frequently. I think the tentacles of ISIS now are not only in Europe, but also in the United States of America.
McCaul was on Fox News Sunday. On NBC's Meet the Press, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says San Bernardino has set off a national debate on gun control.
I think we have a number of issues here, and I think that dealing with guns is one way to handle the violent crime issues that we have in this country.
Lynch says the president will say the highest priority is the protection of the American people. Former National Counterterrorism Center Director Michael Leiter says the shootings in San Bernardino line up with the Islamic State group's campaign against the West.
It fits the ISIS playbook perfectly. ISIS, in some cases like Paris, may actually try to direct, but what it's really trying to do is inspire. So its directed activities are these inspired attacks.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. The shootings happened in a state with some of the country's toughest gun laws. California bars assault weapons, blocks the sale of large-capacity magazines, and requires universal background checks for all gun purchases. Airstrikes have hit several positions of the Islamic State group in its de facto capital of Raqqa in northern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 15 blasts shook the area, killing 32 Islamic State fighters. Former President Jimmy Carter says his most recent brain scan shows no signs of cancer. Carter is 91. He announced this summer he was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain. Jimmy Carter will continue to receive doses of a drug to help his body seek out cancer cells in his body. This is AP Radio News. The college football playoffs are set. Number one Clemson will play number four Oklahoma at the Orange Bowl, and number two Alabama plays number three Michigan State at the Cotton Bowl. The winners of those games will play for the national championship. The settings were announced after the release of the AP poll.
The Clemson Tigers, fresh off winning the ACC championship, are number one in the final regular season Associated Press Top 25 poll. The Tigers received 59 first-place votes, while second-ranked Alabama got 9 and third-ranked Michigan State 1. Completing the top five are Oklahoma and Stanford. The second five consists of Iowa, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Florida State, and North Carolina. This is Jack Briggs.
And number two, Alabama is losing one of its coaches. Georgia has hired Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart as its new head coach. Smart played at Georgia in the 1990s and has been Nick Saban's defensive coordinator at Alabama since 2008. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.